Will Gadd is crazy. Seriously, this guy is nuts. And he's also considered the world's best ice climber. Last week, this crazy Canadian became the first person to scale Niagara Falls, as in a 30-foot-wide strip of ice that in warmer months would be a cascade of water. Will Gadd joins me now from his home in Canmore, Alberta. I saw you throw that ice pick into some not very solid ice going up that wall there at Niagara. This is the dangerous way to get to the top of the falls. Why'd you do it?
Well, it's interesting. You know, climbing in these sports are engaging and fascinating, and they get your full attention, and they feel meaningful in a way that not a lot of else in life really does, at least for me. So, and just speaking to this, the safety side of things, this is something that I've done now for 30 years, and I do 200 days a year, so it probably looks really crazy, but it's fairly well thought out and planned, and if I were just throwing myself off the edge of things, then I don't think I'd have made it quite this far in life.
I mean, Niagara Falls, as waterfalls go, it is legendary. What was it like?
Well, it's the largest volume, most iconic waterfall of the world, right? It's a cool piece of real estate out there. And as an ice climber, it's the largest, wildest thing I could think of climbing, and it's never been climbed. So I'm really happy to have had the opportunity to go and stick an ice tool into it.
Yeah, right. So halfway up, you're thinking to yourself, boy, this is so meaningful.
You know, halfway up, first of all, it's a place very few people have ever seen. You know, maybe somebody has got over the falls inadvertently or purposefully got a quick glimpse, but I'm halfway up it, and I'm getting to stand there, and the whole of Niagara Falls is ripping over my right shoulder. And it did hit me that this was a moment in life that I'm probably, you know, I'm certainly never going to get to experience again. It's so wild in there and violent. The sound of the falls is just crashing. And I thought, yeah, this is really cool. And not many people are going to ever get to do this.
No, definitely. So when you talk about the skills involved, Will, had you been tracking this one part of the falls for a while, knowing what the temperature was and being pretty sure it was going to be rock solid?
Yeah, it wasn't really, even with all that tracking and prep, rock solid. The ice forms by the mists that come ripping off the falls, basically sticking to the wall behind the falls and beside it. And then some of the falls themselves freezing onto those areas. So it's a hybrid mix of the stuff we call spray ice, which is the spray from the fall, and then normal waterfall ice. And you've really got to look at it and judge it. You know, if the Inuit have 60 words for snow, then ice climbers probably have 60 words for ice, right? And use all your experience to put it together so that it is reasonably safe.
Is this legal? Can anyone climb up Niagara Falls if they wanted to?
No, it's definitely, it took 8 months of working very carefully with the Park Service. When we first went to the Park Service, they basically said, that's a really crazy idea.
We're talking the Canadian Park Service now, right?
This is actually on the U.S. side.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's the oldest state park in the U.S. over there. It's a really nice park there. It's not developed. It's a huge natural area. There's hiking trails. It's a gorgeous place to visit in the summer or the winter. But when we first went to them, they said, you know, this is crazy. And we had to go through quite a long process where they realized that this wasn't a stunt and that it was something that I do a lot and have a lot of experience with. And then we had to bring in a very full safety team.
So you've scaled Niagara Falls. You're also a paraglider. We have to say you've glided over the Grand Canyon. What's left on the bucket list?
Well, the world's a really cool place, right? There's all
Indeed
these...
Indeed it is.
Yeah, I mean, it is. We're really lucky to be alive right now and we could explore it in cool ways. And I've got a long list. What I'm really focused on right now is visiting places that won't be there in as little as a couple of years. I just returned from climbing ice on top of Mount Kilimanjaro. And what were once massive glaciers on top of Kilimanjaro are now just thin slivers, really icebergs in a desert up there. And I'm going to go around the world and document these places and share them before they're gone. At least my kids will have some video to look at one day.
Well, Niagara Falls will also be there, we hope, although we don't know about the ice there. We have that video of you climbing up it right now at PRI.org. I wasn't going to mention it earlier because everybody would have rushed there in the middle of the interview, but it is pretty darn cool. Will Gadd, great to speak with you.
Thank you for having me on, and have a great day wherever you are.